This is the Tweed just below Kelso Bridge, and it's not very typical of the whole river because the arches of the bridge have got three streams. You can see we've got the fast stream in front of us here, then there's a stream that comes through the middle arch, and it meets quite quickly with the stream that comes out the third arch. But I'll take the stream in front of us here as a typical stream that a river fisherman would be faced with. And you can see we've got the quiet water and shallower water close to the bank. Out there in the middle, it's very fast flowing, and that duck that's just happens to be sitting there, you'll notice that's an area where the water, it's what we call the seam. It's the merge between the very fast water and the dead water. And the trout love that area because they've got the sanctuary of the fast, deeper water, in this instance, to their left, because they always face upstream, so that the current is given the oxygen through their gills. So here the fish are always looking up towards the bridge. So to their left, they've got the sanctuary of the faster water. They don't want to be sitting in the dead water because the flies that are drifting towards them, obviously in dead water, it's not drifting towards them. But in that seam, it's almost like a magnet for everything drifting down the river, and the flies that are drifting on the current. And that's one of the reasons why people think fishermen love the rain. We don't really. We're as miserable as everybody else in the rain. But what it does is when the flies hatch, their wings don't dry very quickly, so they drift with the current, and the trout become very confident that that fly isn't going to fly away, because that fly has lived for a year on the riverbed, and it's wriggled its way up to the surface, and it's burst open in the surface, its wings have come bursting out, and it's got to dry its wings. On a sunny day, they dry almost instantaneously and they fly away. Rainy days or drizzly days, that's it. And also we like drizzly days because the cloud cover means the fish can look up without, you know, having to, they can't squint, they can't blink. So a fish is always happier when it's a cloudy day. So it's not us that like the rainy days, it's the fish. And that seam is the attraction. It's almost like a motorway, and we look for fish feeding in that seam. And well, hopefully you can work your way from the quieter water down there. It's a wider seam the further down towards the pool you go, and then as you get up into this very fast water, it's quite a narrow seam. And probably you're thinking, if I look up there, well, I can't actually see much difference. But over the years, with lots of experience, a fisherman can see maybe a 2 feet wide section there. Right in front of us here, there's probably a 4 or 5 feet section that a trout would preferably lie in, and then further down there's probably a 10 or a 12 foot section. The one exception to that is when there's a big hatch, like I know on Saturday there was a big hatch of March Browns. When there's a big hatch like that, they'll almost outcompete themselves to get to the flies first, because March Browns hatch in the very fastest shallow water up there, and I have seen big fish almost bully one another to try and get to the prime feeding place before the other one.